Illegitimate President, Kamala Harris's recent hire believes Bush stole 2000 election from Gore. By Wendell Hasebo on January 10, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris's recent communications hire, Jamal Simmons, claimed on multiple occasions that George W. Bush was an illegitimate president and stole the 2000 election from Al Gore. "I worked for Gore 2000 and believe W.'s first term to have been illegitimate," Simmons alleged in 2012. In 2017, Simmons again admitted he believed Bush was an illegitimate president. "I worked for Gore. Thought W. was illegitimate," Simmons claimed. Upon President Joe Biden's inauguration, Simmons alleged Bush stole the election from Gore. "I thought W. stole the 2000 elects, but I still stood when he entered a room," the new Harris hire stated. Simmons was announced last week to replace Ashley Etienne as communications director amid establishment media reports of employee mistreatment, sabotage, and shitshow operations within Harris's office. Simmons' unfounded claims that Bush stole the election come as Harris denied during her Thursday, January 6 festivities speech that Biden stole the election from former President Donald Trump. "We cannot let our future be decided by those bent on silencing our voices, overturning our votes and peddling lies and misinformation by some radical faction that may be newly resurgent, but whose roots run old and deep," Harris said. Bush won both the initial vote count and a recount in Florida. On December 13, 2000, Gore conceded to Bush after the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision rejected Gore's demand for yet another recount with standards the court ruled 7-2 were unconstitutional. "I accept the finality of the outcome, which will be ratified next Monday in the Electoral College," Gore said. "And tonight, for the sake of our unity as a people and the strength of our democracy, I offer my concession." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.